So this is Circe Wessner, and I am the director of the Museum of the American Military Family, and I am speaking to Linda Rood, who is telling the story of her uncle, Arnold Ricard Jr., who was who died as a result of mistreatment in a Philippine camp.
The Japanese war camp.
In the Philippines.
Yes, Cabatatuan.
So we're looking at her photo albums, and we see a letter from her uncle's mother. To who was she writing to in this picture?
I can't pronounce the word, but adjutant general.
Okay.
I think is who it was. To have her son brought home.
His remains.
His remains, because the family really wasn't told what happened to him. All they knew is he died as a result of the Bataan Death March, and they had heard he was in a Japanese war camp. They didn't know where, which one. They didn't know if he was in this country or you know, in the Philippines or in Japan or what.
So did she get a response?
Yes, she did. In fact, it was from Richard Coombs, Major
of the Memorial Division.
Yes, and this Department of the Army at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, your letter to the Adjutant General concerning your son, the late Private Arnold J. Ricard Jr., was referred to this office with deep regret. I must inform you that as yet no information pertaining to the burial of the remains of your son has been received in this office. And this was 1947. He died in 42.
Wow.
Units of the American Graves Registration Services are continuing their intensive search of the area in which he died. Please rest assured that when a report of the recovery and burial of the remains of your son is received, I will inform you immediately. Although fully understanding your natural anxiety, I regret that I cannot assure you that it will be possible to return the remains of your son until a report of burial is received. Please be assured of my continued sympathy in your great loss. Sincerely, Richard B. Coombs, Major.
Of the Memorial Division.
Yes, and she died without knowing where he was, and my granddad died without knowing where he was.
Oh, that's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. It's not that amazing, because I think there were thousands and thousands and thousands of dead that they had to try to find them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many thousands. And Major Coombs was talking about when our guys went back through to liberate in 1945, they went through the prisoner of war camps and disinterred the cemeteries. Those graves that had a single person in it, that person was able to come home.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of my uncle, who was buried with 14 other guys, they were jumbled together.
Mm.
And they only knew it was him because of the dental registry. They were able to match what teeth he had left. Because I found out he had quite a few teeth missing when he went in the service. So, but they were able to match teeth, and at least they know he was there, but in Manila, they don't know which grave he's in.